If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet robe. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined by the one, the only, Sarah Farazia.
David Yachtchev, were you out last night, honey? You don't look your like a perky normal selfie.
Okay, let me tell you something. There have been some changes, and I mean, despite the fact that I've left the Hamptons and I'm in New York City, I have huge news. Huge news here at the top of the show. Everyone, Sarah doesn't, this is not rehearsed. Now listen, I have many sponsors here behind the velvet rope. We have many sponsors at the Sarah Farazia Show. We have a new sponsor here. Now, their name is Highland Titles. And you can go on to highlandtitles.com and you get 15% off with the code VELVET. And you know what happens with code VELVET at highlandtitles.com?
What?
You better sit down. Are you sitting down?
I'm sitting. I'm ready.
You become a lord. You will refer to me as the one, the only Lord David Yachtchev.
Oh my God. So I go on this website and what happens if you're a woman? I can be a lordess? Like, what am I?
Well, you can become a lady. Highland. You think I'm kidding? HighlandTitles.com. Scott Disick and I are lords. So now, and guess what? You also own a piece of land in Scotland. So if you ever visit the mother country, you can visit your land. But you, yes, I'm not kidding you. No, I told my friends about this when this new sponsor has come to, and my friends are like, okay, wait a second. So we've had some sponsors here at Behind the Velvet Rope come. We've had some go. This might be the most important sponsor in possibly forever. Highland Titles, just like it sounds. Are you on the website?
Highland Titles. Over 300,000 people have become lords and ladies of Glencoe. It's the everlasting gift of Scottish land. Are you even Scottish?
Does that matter? I am a lord, my darling. You will refer to me as such.
You're probably like one of the first Jewish lords. I love it. Great. This is hysterical. Oh my God. I mean, I am Scottish. Frasier is Scottish. I am going to become a lady and own a piece of the nature reserve in Highland Titles.
Now, when you're done.
Oh God. Code Velvet. Yes.
Yeah. You don't have to enter Code Velvet. You can pay full price, but if you enter Code Velvet, you will get 15% off. Now, when you're done, you get a certificate. You can download your official certificate, which will announce your ladyhood to all the world. And then you can post it on social media and we will refer to each other as Lord and Lady.
I will go. People are giving it a ton of 5-star reviews. A customer 3 hours ago. I love the fact that you're preserving the land and my legacy.
No, that's the other thing. It does preserve the land because you own a piece of it. There is a social part to this. I forgot to mention that. Whoops. But you know, if I put the social part of it aside and focus on what I need to focus on, I am a lord and you will become a lady. And all these wonderful listeners, if you enter the code VELVET, we can all become lords. Oh, and by the way, let me just mention, this is under $50. Just before you start thinking it's $500, it's under, I forgot exactly how much it was, but it's
$45 under. Plus, you know, use code VELVET, you get a discount. Oh my God. Okay, my friend. Oh, Lord Yontif. Lord Yontif, I knew you looked different. I thought it was the kind of gold and reddish jacket, but no, you're a lord. I how did I not come up with that?
Lords must dress appropriately, my darling. So I'm just putting it out there. This was not rehearsed, guys, but you asked what's different and why I look different, honey. I am royal. To answer your question, I did not go out last night. I went to bed. I had 12 interviews last week. Now, for everyone listening, we have 5 shows a week plus Patreon Saturdays, that's 6. I like to have no more than 5 recordings a week, 12. I'm not kidding you. I basically cried myself to sleep. I don't want anything for this. I just want to let you know, I basically cried myself to sleep on Friday night. And I've been like curled up in a ball, staring into space like somebody who's been committed since then. And that's about 48 hours ago. I'm finally coming out of...
You're feeling overworked. Like, you're overwhelmed, you're overworked. I mean, you are so busy. And I listened to your Jerry O'Connell interview this week because Jerry O'Connell, I mean, legendary TV host, TV actor. But you are, you're the hardest working man in show business. You are. You tried to tell Jerry he was. And he, I mean, Jerry's career has gone on. I mean, I don't know how Jerry keeps getting hired, but it's amazing. And I like Jerry. You were fantastic on the interview. Jerry, just to me, you know, he plays the game, right? Which is once you're either of the people or you're of the industry. Our friend Jer, I love Jerry O'Connell. Give him a ton of respect, but he's very for the industry. He didn't dish like, but you know, a lot of times behind the velvet rope, they get real juicy. Mr. O'Connell was reserved.
No, I mean, like he was reserved with the Lord. You're absolutely right. He is of the people. Look, I was just like, he is the host of the new, the Real Love Boat. So I was just pleased that with the powers that be that made this happen, that I was like, thank you, everybody, for putting Mr. O'Connell in my forefront. And we are going to talk about the Real Love Boat. Now, I know this has nothing to do with the new Real Love Boat, but I want to talk about Lisa, Rinna, and Erica. So I was just honored that I got to like slip in what these lovely listeners wanted to hear about. Look,
That was good. That was really good. Yeah. It was very insightful. I mean, you know, it was insightful in the fact that, look, he lives here in Calabasas. He's friends with all these people. So he's not going to tell you like the truth, you know, but it was, I thought, very revealing. You did a great job. Like I listened to you genuinely as a friend, but also I'm not saying this to blow smoke up your ass. You're one of the best podcast interviewers out there. You're so good.
Well, A, thank you. B, does anyone want to buy the show? I mean, it's less than 100 million. Like, I mean, I have a price in mind. Does anyone want to come along and buy this catalog? I'm asking. Do you want to broker a deal?
That's a great question. Somebody will. It's very, very good. It's very, very good. And I truly think you are probably one of the only people that's really interviewing this wide variety of, celebrities, basically, from people that were famous 25 years ago to current day. I think you're really the only one. So it's pretty amazing. And I love it.
I am versatile and I am a Gemini baby. So sign me up.
And a lord.
I am the Lord. And by the way, if someone wants to buy this and have me relinquish my Lord, if you want to buy this for the right price, I'll do anything. So we could throw the titles aside.
Anything for money, anything.
But you know what? It's funny because we're not trying to have a segue here, but you know, speaking of someone who will do something, anything for money, as you say, I will, which I actually will, guys. I will. Not illegal.
Not illegal,
but short of that, I'll probably do anything for money. I'm a horrible person. I think that leads us to a segue of the one, the only Lisa Rinna.
Where do you want to begin? I mean, there were so many Reddit headlines over the past week. Of course, BravoCon BravoCon was last weekend, right? Or was it the weekend before now? I'm like, totally.
Let's say it was 2 weeks ago. And we talked, 2 weeks and she got booed. She gave the middle finger. She didn't care. She mentioned on the reunion, put me on pause.
Now and she wants the whole show put on pause, which I'm sure is not going to happen because they had enormous ratings from part two reunion. So I'm sure they're going to start filming. Maybe they give them 2 months off, 3 months off. But I guarantee you come March, cameras up.
Do you know last time there was no time off? Remember, it went right in to that Erica ending and then Dorit told me like it started right away. So I wonder if you're right, if they're going to give the Gales a minute off. I just think when there's so much, and Salt Lake rolled right in Jersey. I just think when there's so much strife that you end with, you don't get much time off.
You know, I don't know. It was.
But she does say the whole show needs a pause, but go on.
I tend to wonder if they will give them 2 months just because there were so many layers to this season. First of all, it came off, you know, darker, more negative. And then, you know, there was kind of this racial undertone, this bullying. So, you know, I don't know. I feel like they may give it a couple, they might give it a beat.
Man, and you saw Kathy Hilton responded in, because she made a comment at BravoCon that said, you know, I won't return with the current cast. And I think we even talked about that, or I talked about it on Patreon, Kim, which that really says nothing to me. She's implying Lisa Rinna, but it says nothing because, like, look, Diana's not coming back. Let's just be honest, guys. Yes, everyone just took a sip of their drink. There's a lot of screaming and rejoicing all around the world. I didn't really mind her as much as other people, but she was awkward to watch, yes. So she says that, you know, I'm not going to come back if it's the current cast. And that's really says nothing because it's not going to be the current cast because Diana's. But now she has spoken to TMZ and has said yes. Like, she's really said the words. I mean, if those bullies, Erica and Rinna, come back, I won't come back. Now, how is this going to work? Because Erica Jane is coming back, everybody.
Erica's not coming back 110%. 110%. Look, I don't pay any attention to that. Kathy's coming back as a friend anyway. Like Kathy said at BravoCon, I'm not coming back if they're coming back, but I'm just a friend. Well, there you go. That says it right there. Do you think Kathy Hilton is coming back as a full-time cast member? No, I don't think so, ever. Even if she'd left in great circumstances. Kathy is coming back in some capacity, because I believe Kathy loves the fame. She is revered. She was like revered at BravoCon. You think you're going to walk away from that? I don't think so.
The woman is on my Instagram page, as we talked about before, commenting. She loves this. She doesn't need the money. She doesn't need the fame. She loves this. She loves this. Right?
Loves it. I mean, David, she has been on your Instagram multiple times commenting. I mean, I'm like, doesn't Kathy have caviar to ship in from Russia to put on a baked potato that her staff needs to prepare for her? I mean, she's on your Instagram. It's crazy.
I don't know why. I mean, I would just go live my life and just, who wants this? I don't know. Look, I don't know.
Everybody wants it because I don't care what people say online and then how they act in real life is entirely, entirely different.
You think?
Right. We know, right? The sarcasm, I know it, you know? So to me, in real life, here in LA, Kathy is the toast of the town. She goes back to New York City. I'm sorry. If Kathy wasn't on this show, maybe a few people would recognize her, but no one would care. People are rolling out the red carpet at every restaurant in New York for her. They want her autograph. People love, everybody wants to be famous. Everybody wants to be adored. Even Lisa Rinna. I guarantee you, there are not many people here in Hollywood that are going up and saying anything negative to Rinna. They love Rinna. They love Harry. They're rolling out the red carpet. Kyle, Dorit, PK. There's really no downside to fame, except for maybe if you're Brad Pitt. You know, I mean, if you're haunted, that's a whole nother level of fame. But for these guys, I think they love it. People love them in real life. And you've said it best. I don't care what people say about this past season. Everyone will tune into episode one of RHOBH the next season.
You guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job, and I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body, and I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water, and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar, and my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE.
Tis the season. And look, I always ask guests if they could wear one brand for the rest of their life, what would it be? And for me, it's very simple, Lululemon. The main reason I love Lululemon, it's a one-stop shop. I know you think of them for working out and athletic gear, but there's so much more. I've worn Lululemon to work out. I've worn it to brunch, business meetings. I even wore Lululemon once to a black tie event, but don't tell anyone. And Lululemon makes the best holiday gifts. They have hoodies, t-shirts, pants, puffer vests, puffer jackets. My favorite, the ABC pants. Oh my God. I went in to buy a pair and I ended up leaving with every single color, black, trench, true navy. Should I continue? And what I love best about Lululemon and why I think they make the best gifts this holiday season is they're so comfortable. Look, we all have to move. Movement is so important, right? And it's so easy to move in Lululemon's clothes. They are literally the most comfortable, playful, fun clothes I have ever owned. So this holiday season, set joy in motion with Lululemon's best gifts. That's right. Set joy in motion with the best gifts at Lululemon. That's lululemon.com. Using Talkspace to me makes me feel like I have a mental health professional with me at all times. And I freaking love that. Talkspace offers both therapy and psychiatry, and being able to reach out to my provider at any time, anywhere, makes taking care of my mental health super easy. You guys know I'm never in one place for very long, and I'm so relaxed when I'm traveling and I'm away, and knowing that I need to talk with my therapist, all I have to do is send a message from wherever I am. Look, therapy isn't easy, right? And dealing with mental health head on, it's a challenge at times, but connecting with my therapist isn't and shouldn't be. You can sign up online for Talkspace and you get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically in no more than 48 hours. How great is that? And they have thousands of licensed therapists with over 40 years experience in all specialties, depression, anxiety, substance abuse, trauma, anger management, and so on, relationship issues. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $100 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/velvet. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/velvet to get $100 off your first month. That's Talkspace.com/velvet. I don't disagree with most of what I agree with, like 98% of that. But here's the thing, like there is such a thing here in New York where we're not LA or anywhere in the world. There is such a thing. If you go to, you know, Bergdorf's for lunch and then Avra for dinner, I mean, and then you want to pop into Valentino, there is such a thing as like, fuck you money, where people still are ready to give you every, you know, table and wait on you. I mean, money does do the same as fame. Now, it doesn't with the Bravo fans and the fans. No, not everyone's going to run up to you at the airport or when you get out of a car. Sure. But isn't there something to be said about just being fuck you money rich and just being like, I mean, I don't need this fame. Like, I have a great life. Like, the Red Sea parts when I walk into Valentino. And then I will go to Gucci. And you know what? I will shut down Gucci because I want to. Like, isn't there something? There's plenty of people with just so much. Or you just think.
Yeah, oh, I think she loves the fame. I think they love the fame.
She loves it.
Oh, they love the fame. It's just making Paris wealthier. It's, you know, people are talking about Paris again. They want Paris's comments. I mean, why else is Kathy Hilton giving basically a 15-minute interview on the street to TMZ, to some chick that works at TMZ as an intern who found her, you know, with Faye Resnick, and they're sitting there conducting a whole interview? Like, happy. You love that.
A whole interview. Like normally with TMZ, you answer one question to, you know, by the fifth question, you're like, that's all guys, bye. And then you walk through the thing, and then your friend like face says, guys, that's it. She's done. Right. And then you walk in for your lunch.
Oh no, yeah, they were planted.
You know, when you talk and you say, you know, this one's nasty, Kathy Helen's going to go down as one of the nicest of them all. Cause she'll stop, she'll engage, she'll come onto your Instagram page.
I know.
Guys, please go and comment every time I post about Kathy. Comment on the Instagram page because she's here. She's popping in. Like, she loves it. She does. She loves it. She loves it.
Well, I love Kathy. She looks terrific. I mean, you know, a lot of other things came out about Rinna. Rinna took a shot at Paris and Kathy this week, posted a tweet that basically said something about, I don't know. I don't know what the context. Do you have it in front of you?
I don't have it in front of me, but I know what it is because every Saturday on Patreon, Kim D screams this from the top of her lungs. And this is what this person said, and Kathy reposted it. It wasn't Kim D. You know, Kim is of the belief, and so was this person, that, you know, Kathy is an evil person because she had her daughter basically kidnapped in the middle of the night. Yes. That is not what I'm saying. Kim and I fight about this every Saturday on Patreon. Here's the thing with my friend Kim, and I tell this to her face. She doesn't like read the facts each week. So one week I might be team Sutton, one week I might be team Cotton. Like, I pay attention and I have no dog in the race. Kim is like, when she doesn't like you, she doesn't like you. She doesn't like Kathy. She does not like Kathy. And this is why.
Really?
Oh, we fight about it. She's hugely team Rinna, and she is like, for a mother to have her daughter kidnapped in the middle. So Kim says exactly what this comment said. Actually, Kim, did you leave this comment that Rinna posted? Do you have a fake account, Kim? I don't know. This is literally word for word what she says. And I'm like, well, I don't see it that way when your daughter is, you know, living at the Waldorf with you and out every night. I mean, I don't think Kathy said, get this girl away from me. I want to live my life and be fabulous. I think she was trying to help her daughter, and she was a wild child. And she, no, I don't, you know.
Yeah.
I agree. When your parents held it, your parents have tons of money and someone takes you in the middle of the night and you're young, I mean, your mind does probably go to kidnap, but that is pretty much what Kim believes. And that's what this comment said. And then Rinna, yes, reposted it, basically parent shaming Kathy, mother shaming Kathy. And that went, you know, that, and here's the thing, as fans pointed out, I mean, it is hypocritical because Rinna says 24/7 children are off limits, right? So what is a child? Are we going to exclude Paris Hilton because she's an adult and married? It's still a child that is not on BravoCon. Again, you don't care as a mama bear whether your child is Jax and 14 or 30. You have a young one at home, Sarah. You know how it is.
You do. You're a mama bear with them for sure.
Right.
For sure.
So, I mean, Rinna says children are off limits, off limits, off limits. Well, girl, what are you doing posting this? I mean, Paris Hilton is Kathy's child, whether she's adult and married or not. She's not on the show. She didn't sign up for it, and she will stick up. And then people have come in, and Rinna deleted that. And then it's like, again, it goes back to the most looked upon person of the whole thing. It's like, where are you, Kyle? Earth to Kyle Richards. Halloween ends. Okay, I know you're at the premiere, girl, but like, this is your niece. This is Farrah's really good friend who you want to come to the wedding. Is this okay? Because you're not speaking about Kathy now. Now you're involving Paris Hilton. Where are you, Kyle? What is, I'm not coming for you, Kyle. Just, do you want to say something in defense of your niece, or just remain silent? I mean, I'm asking, which is it? It's not up to me.
By the way, have you also seen the follow-up from a guy who runs the Instagram FOH_reality? I think it's Alex Salter TV. Anyway, he apparently did like a deep dive of that. Tweet that Rinna posted, and he says that Rinna is behind the account. The account is at Batty, which is at I think it's woke_Stan on Instagram. Lisa Rinna made it, according to him. This is what you promote, because this account, aka Lisa Rinna, spits out pure hate. Like, he did the, you know, I don't know, whatever you do. You know how you can check the IP address basically and trace it back allegedly to Lisa Rinna. That's what he says. So she is the one putting out, like, again, she's hiring bots to go after Kathy and then reposting those bots. Allegedly.
And then someone else is like, can you really get, because I saw that. I saw that. I mean, look, Patrick Somers has exited the building. So his 15 minutes is up. Is this someone else now that wants, I mean, can you get that information that readily from Twitter? Someone's IP address is a third party.
I don't know. See, I know nothing about that stuff. Like, I know nothing about it. And see, my problem is I would never even hire somebody to do bots. Like, people have so many Finsta accounts. I know they do this and you're supposed to get like your, you know, kind of the head of your fan club to do this, to create accounts, and it just helps generate publicity for you. But I would always be worried it would come back to me.
Well, two things. When we get into Jersey, I got some Jersey shit to tell you about some fake accounts and they are these people.
Oh.
But before we get there, I agree with you. Like, look, I think it's like, it's one thing if you want to pay for your followers and your own positive accounts. I think it enters a very strange territory where you are, well, there's two different things. One, you're paying someone bots to leave negative comments. I've said this before. I wonder when you get there, if that ultimately border, I mean, you have to Google it. I Googled this once because I was so curious with the Diana bots thing and, you know, the rumor it's her and all that. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, as a lawyer, I just don't know. This enters legal territories for me because I don't think you can really like go after and rough someone up socially. I'm not sure it's that not illegal. I'm not sure it's illegal, but I'm not sure it's, I agree with you. I wouldn't do it. I've said this before. If you want to kill someone in the middle of the woods in the smallest town, everything is traceable. So I just think I don't know if that's really true. I saw exactly what you're talking about where he's like, it's Lisa Rinna. I mean,
it wouldn't shock me. They all do it. And I was under the impression, have you seen any updates? I was under the impression either whether it was Garcelle's team or Diana Jenkins that we were supposed to be getting an answer on who the bots were. But I've never seen anything come out.
I mean, on the reunion, Garcelle said she's close. Diana said, great. The way Garcelle was, I mean, I think it's also she didn't want to, you know, Diana's like, you know, apparently just obsessed with her online. I mean, but, you know, and I don't mean apparently like I'm belittling Garcelle. I don't know because I'm not in the social that deep. But I got the impression from Garcelle when she was sitting there. I'm like, does this girl know something? Does Garcelle know something? Because she ain't playing. But yeah, I mean, look, guys, there's no closure. Let us know. Let us know. I want to know who is behind this. If let us know. Let's have conclusive evidence and look, I think if it's anyone on the cast, they'll let it know. I mean, you and I talked about this before. Because I mean, God help producers and Evolute, God help anyone like production.
That is my theory.
Well, I mean, then how does that work? Does Garcelle have a job for the rest of her life? Does she own stock in Bravo? Like, where does this go if that's really the case? I mean, think about it. This will be, right? Just think about it. Just take a moment of silence. I mean, now that I'm a lord, I mean, I can demand such things. But like, that's just a deep thing, right? It's a deep thing. So I don't know, but I'd like to know. But yes, that's what happened. And that's what happened with Rinna. And I don't know. I just don't know, but she took it down. So I don't know. Rinna is not, I think the bigger issue is she's not backing down. She gives everyone the middle finger. She's trying to tell us she's okay. Like, I don't care, right?
Yeah.
I love having this much attitude. No, not attitude. Attitude with an E. You know, the sustainably made bedding that helps me sleep better at night. Attitude is made from 100% bamboo. Do you know bamboo is often referred to as the vegan silk? They're innovative, clean bamboo from Attitude. The fabric is softer than silk, more breathable than cotton. It's cooling. It's hyperallergenic. I used to have a real problem sleeping because I would wake up so hot and sweaty all night. Well, not with Attitude sheets. I sleep so much better. They literally like regulate my temperature as I sleep. So I wake up feeling cool and relaxed. I've had the best sleep of my life since I've got Attitude sheets. And because Editu is all about positive impact, they donate 1% of sales to environmental nonprofits. But guess what? One of the best things? There's no risk. You can try Editu bedding for 30 nights, and if you're not completely satisfied, return it for a full refund. Right now, you can get 20% off your order plus free shipping when you visit editu.com/velvetrope and enter promo code VELVETROPE. Remember, that's Editu, Ettitude, as an eco attitude. Order today for free shipping and 20% off your order at ettitude.com/velvetrope, promo code VELVETROPE.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I was just Googling to see if there's any update. There is no update. We still don't know who the bots are. And I'm curious to see if we ever, part of me also feels like we'll never find out. I don't know why, but I just also feel like, will we ever really find out? I don't know. I just doubt it.
Well, Rinna is, I mean, you look at her social, she, besides this, she's dancing to Rinna Wines. She's like, yes. She's trying to send a message of like, I'm okay, guys.
Oh. She's okay. I've always stood by. I think she's coming back. How did you feel too? Here we are after part two of the reunion. A lot of people want Andy to issue an apology to Garcelle, basically teeing and chumming it up with Erica and Rinna about throwing her book in the trash. Like, what was your take on that whole thing?
Which will now be part three by the time you guys hear this. And everyone will come for me, because on one of our shows, I said, like, the whole thing where, like, I understood, like, if you came after my family, I would threaten you. It's like maybe a teachable moment for myself. I wasn't in the moment outraged at the situation. But, you know, reading that and then thinking about it, I'm like, wow, I get it. I get what people are saying. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I mean, look, here's the bottom line. Now, I have to say, Andy clearly has his favorites, but Garcelle is on that list. He loves Garcelle. Rinna. I do. I think Garcelle was at his Walk of Hollywood unveiling. I think it was Rinna, Garcelle and someone else. But no, I think he loves Rinna. I think he loves Erica. I think he loves Garcelle. You don't know, really? You're shocked that he loves Erica Jane. Oh my God, loves.
Okay, these two-part reunions are very interesting to me, because in some ways I feel like they actually are addressing like real things that are happening, like Rinna, you know, posting like every time we talk about Garcelle, it's racist. Like, it's interesting. Like, I feel like more than ever, they're kind of bringing up and talking about the racism stuff. Then on the other hand, I'm like, it's just so edited. And you know, it's hard to say, like, are they editing Garcelle's facial expressions just like to make it always look like she's doubting what, Rinna and Erica are saying and doing? So I find it hard, you know, on the one hand, I give Andy credit for bringing up some things that I think have been in the press. And then on the other hand, I'm like, it does seem a little dismissive of the whole situation, you know.
Yeah.
My friend Terrence Noonan, who will become your friend, who you know, who's been a longtime producer, who's worked with Garcelle and knows Rinna, his take on it, which I thought was really great, is he feels like the women are actually genuinely jealous of Garcelle because she has a legit acting career. She's an actual talk show host. Like, he feels like Rinna included, but like Garcelle is actually still the only one working in the industry. Now, Kyle is with Halloween, right? But short of that, you know, the others really aren't working and probably aren't going to work with real talk show or TV deals ever again. So he sees it as more of a jealousy thing. They're very, very actually jealous of and feel threatened by Garcelle, which is why you're seeing such a response to her.
Well, I agree with your friend Terrence Noonan, who's about to be my friend Terrence Noonan. He's a huge what? Executive producer in the industry, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he produced.
Launched the Rosie O'Donnell show, launched Ellen DeGeneres, still produces Seven Little Johnston, which is a show on TLC, launched the Bethany Frankel talk show. So we talked a little bit about that. He was on my show this week. So yeah, I mean, he's done a lot of things you would know.
Well, hopefully he's listening to us. You said he listens to our podcast, of course.
Yes, he does.
But here's the thing. I I agree with him 100%. Like, first of all, you know, Garcelle, no, I forgot what it was. She has that part. She has a part in some upcoming, I forgot what channel it was on, but she has a part in an upcoming show. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, yeah, I mean, we have Halloween Ends with Kyle, but right, that's a franchise you've been involved in since you were a child. And look, to be honest with you, this is my opinion. I'm not sure Kyle would, you know, yeah, she is that little girl in the beginning and you're kind of needed for these stories. I think the fact that you're on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills helped get you cast alongside Jamie Lee.
Yes.
That, yeah. But yeah, I mean, Garcelle has, and I've always said this, it's kind of like, I've said this about Jackie and Jennifer from New Jersey. When this is over, when this whole experience is over, Jackie Goldschneider, who's a writer and a lawyer, can go and do something. She has a career because she hasn't acted a fool. You know what I mean? Like Cynthia Bailey, we've talked about this, when she's on Ian hosting, she can go do that. She's transferable to the world because she hasn't acted a fool. Jennifer Aiden cannot be put in front of the camera because she's throwing a drink at BravoCon, like, which we'll get into. Right. I agree. Garcelle was on The Real, which is canceled. Adrian Bayan has already gotten another job with a very good friend of mine, John Pascarella, on E! She's going to be hosting with Justin Sylvester, like a E! Pop news show. A very good friend of mine is executive producing the whole thing. He's already like, you know, whatever. But, you know, Garcelle could get a job like that. She can go host something. She has a real... She has a real...
Keep going.
No, you go.
No. I was just going to say, I could see her pulling like a Gayle King, right? Like all of, you know, in 5 years, she's hosting Good Morning America. I agree with you. I think Garcelle has that poise.
Right. And she got a real acting job because she doesn't like jump the shark. Like to me, now look, Rinna, I have to say, I think was great with Ryan Seacrest on Kelly and Ryan when she fills in. I actually think that niche she could get, but listen, you don't know. This is ABC. This ain't Bravo. This is like, has that hurt Rinna's abilities to get that fill-in job? Maybe. But she was good at that, but I still don't think that the opportunities are there for her more than Garcelle. I agree with this. And it's like, to me, it's like when people are like Tori Spelling, Housewives, it will never happen. It jumps the shark. It's like Tori Spelling doesn't blend. Do you know what I mean? So Rinna, I think to me, and I'm not knocking her, I just think she's become such a caricature of herself that you're going to watch a movie now. And yes, she could be great for Sharknado 17 or, you know, there's something like that. Sure. And I think, look, Days of Our Lives did the thing with her and Eileen Davis and Return to Salem. I think she can go back to daytime TV. And I don't mean that as a slight, but I don't know. I mean, I don't think you can put Rinna in like an ABC comedy because it's like, there's Lisa Rinna from House. I think you really need to like lay low and detox and step away from this character. It's the same thing when you play a character on any TV show for like 15, 10 years. She's been on Housewives for 8 years playing Lisa Rinna and she's acted crazy. So Garcelle is a reputable, she hasn't done anything to act a fool.
Yeah, totally. No, I agree with you 100%. And I do think of everybody up there, the person that does have the most viable talk show acting career is Garcelle. So I think that explains a lot of it. I wouldn't be surprised, just to circle back, I wouldn't be surprised if Andy is talking to Garcelle personally. I'm sure they've had some offline conversations about how Garcelle feels. I think it was obvious from Garcelle's reaction that she felt like the women were bullying, picking on her, that some of the stuff that they did came off as racial. I don't think that the women care. And then they all were asked, you know, Garcelle, do you think anybody's racist here? She said no. Everybody else said no. So, I mean, you know, I think it's very obvious that they do not, especially Erica and Rinna, do not like Garcelle and Sutton and Crystal. And of course, Kyle really doesn't like Crystal. Kyle comes for Crystal all the time. And I actually agree with Kyle on that. I think Crystal tried to make a play at making Sutton out to be racist and there was absolutely nothing there. And I think it was such a horrible move. My personal opinion is I could do without Crystal.
Well, I don't think you're alone in that. I mean, I think it's more interesting too now what's happening with, you know, Miss Richards has entered the conversation. And I don't mean Kyle or Kim. Listen, I don't know. I don't think anyone's necessarily going to come back from the past. I know we've kicked around the name Kim Richards. I've heard she's going through some things that it's not going to happen. Brandy Glanville, I love Brandy. I've spoken to Brandy personally. I don't think that's going to happen either. I think Camille would be great. I just think the number one name that makes sense is Denise if we're going to bring someone back. It's new, it's fresh, it's a fresh wound, and it's unfinished business with Rinna. It's unfinished.
This is why I think there's a 2-month delay. I think Denise will be back as a friend for next season. Look, as much as I want Crystal voted off the island, I think Crystal comes back too. I don't think they're going to mess with anyone. I think everybody is back. I think everyone's back. I think this could be a huge season because after this, especially if Mauricio's Netflix show works, I think you could see Kyle exit. I think you could see Crystal exit, maybe Dorit exit. But I think everyone, including Crystal, does come back. But I think
Except for Jenkins.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, we're not going to see Diana.
So replace and maybe get rid of Sheree. I mean, love her. Maybe she could tag along around behind Garcelle, but we don't need her. No offense. I just think, I agree. I think if Jenkins goes, why don't you bring in Denise? Listen, here's the thing. I mean, I don't know. Denise is going to have to, look, she makes a shitload of money on OnlyFans now, a shitload. So girl, you got that money. You're going to have to come back for a good amount, but less. You ain't getting no $4 million, $3 million, but
I don't think Denise cares. It's exposure. To me now, Denise is throwing her hat in and inserting herself. It. Yeah, she's learned from Rinna. And I mean, you got to give Rinna credit. Rinna and Bethany, and I mean, oh my God, there's still so much out there coming out about Bethany, but you know, they have learned from these women that have just kept parlaying it and no press is bad press. And tons of people are team Rinna, buying that wine, buying that Brut Rosé she just dropped. And tons of people are going to subscribe to Denise Richards' OnlyFans of her making 5 appearances next season on how she knows the game now.
I agree. And the other thing is, look, she came on season 1. I didn't necessarily love her season 1. I was like, I don't understand this fit. Season 2, that to me was the turning point for me with Rinna. It's okay. You did this to LVP. You did this to Yolanda. You did this to Kim. I mean, there's something, even Kathy, there's something about Denise that, you know, the soaps, that was to me the person you were the best friends with outside of this show for a very long period of time. And it's like, wow. And that scene, what they keep replaying, it's the same smug when she's like, oof, you're so angry, Denise. It's like that.
I mean, how much would you fall out your chair if the next season Denise comes back and she confronts Rinna and she's like, you know what? I did fuck Brandy. I fucked Brandy and I fucked her again with Aaron. And you know what? Like, I mean, how good if she just rolled in and admitted it and she's like, I'm taking you down, bitch. Like, it would be the greatest, another great television season.
It would be and great.
Comes for Harry all the way.
Well, yes and yes. I do think there's something about you're on. You don't know what's going on your first season. Season 2, you know what's going on. And here you are. And man, you didn't really know. I think now, A, that you step back and you don't have it. Yes, you know why you're coming back. It's not money. B, I think you got it now. You got how to play the game. You have nothing to lose now. You are coming back and you have one target, one in your crosshairs. And her name is Lisa Rinna. So that alone, people are now screaming. B,
I know.
I mean, C, Lisa Rinna, girl, bow down, put on your knee pads and bow down to the gods because your job was just saved. If we ever were debating whether you're coming back, Denise Richards has saved your fucking job. I mean, that might be the end of you after that season. But I also think, because all these people that say they're not going to watch if Rinna's back. Now, I call bullshit, but I mean, you'll watch if Denise Richards comes back to take her the fuck down. Oh, then you'll watch. And I think the last thing I want to say before you go on is Denise, it's like I don't even think we have to address this. Like, we have Miami coming back. There ain't going to be no mention of the Kardashians and Larsa. There might be for 30 seconds. We're now over that. There's now Larsa Pippen from, I don't even know if I think Denise would, believe it or not, I think we have it in the contract. We'll edit that out. It won't be discussed. The girls will be spoken to. I don't even know if we're going to bring that up about Brandy. I think it's going to be like,
really?
I think I think what you're saying is great. I think we could go that route, but I think Denise, I think Denise would say, okay, I'll take this money. Carol Raswell said on my show, she had a clause in there. You cannot mention the Kennedys or you cannot benefit off that name when I'm on the show. And, you know, that was in the contract, you know? Yeah. So like, I could see them, they would do it. I mean, isn't that old news? Like, we're over that. Like, she's not coming back. And I also think Denise would do it now because of how hated Rinna is. Like, now Denise has the fuel under her. Now she's like, okay, game on. I got it. And I'm not coming back a weak little thing who was run off the show. I'm coming back to take down one of the most hated housewives, if not the most hated in the history of housewives. So I think Denise is going to come back with confidence. And yeah, Sarah, 100%, I think she would say, I don't want this mentioned. And I think they would do it. Yeah. And they would say, the girls, you can mention it. It's going to be edited out. You're wasting your time. You might as well say, bravo, bravo, bravo. Yep. I mean, is that really why she's coming back? I mean, okay, sure. That'd be great. I think there would be no mention of it. We'd move past that. It would be like, hey girl.
I don't know. I mean, that is like what drove her off the show. I mean, to me, I don't know how you sign a deal, because that's going to be the thing.
I mean, it's the storyline. Yeah.
How do you move forward with your credibility? I mean, she needs to walk back in. I mean, if I were her, I mean, now being on OnlyFans, I mean, she shows it all on OnlyFans. Like, I would march back in with Brandi Glanville. I'd make out with Brandi Glanville at like a luncheon in Beverly Hills. And I'd be like, yeah, I'm back. I did it. And Rinna, you are going down. And just like rally the troops. I mean, we'd all be like, yeah. I mean, you know, but I don't see... I mean, they could absolutely do your idea. To me, I just feel like, God, that we're really jumping the shark, because I mean, that's the whole reason she left the show. So we're not going to address it. We're going to just have Denise back and pretend that never happened. And then she's going to come for Rinna. I mean, but anyway,
all right,
but
or come back and mention it. But once you mention it and whatever, it's almost like it doesn't matter. I mean, it's there in the background. It's why you hate her, but you are there just to like, I mean, there's nothing that Lisa could do like next. Mm. Like if that were the case, Thursday could still have lunch. Look, production calls. Yes, there'll be call times, lunches. It will be one-on-one Denise and Rinna. That will 100% be in the scenes, the storyboards of how we're going to plan this out. But I don't think there's anything Rinna could say that there'd be by the end. Denise would say, wow, you're not that bad. Wow. No, it's like... Oh. And then that's like, and she doesn't care now. Erica, she'll knock Erica over. She doesn't care. There's something about when you go and come back, you know, she has to play nice with certain people, but yeah, she has Garcelle and Sutton, but she will just, I think she'll come back the Denise Bond girl that we know. Ooh, yeah. So- I don't think this is going to be a weak little Denise, you know, with no makeup in the corner of like, where am I? And I don't want to, I mean, she's not going to get glammed. I just think she's going to be like, get the fuck out of my way, you bitches. Before we wrap up,
okay,
we might as well just say, we're going to have to talk about some Beverly Hills. They're saying, you know, Yolanda just gave an interview where she was like, and she means it, she was like, you know, why would I ever, like, she's one of those that really has moved on. She's like an Alex McCord over there. Yes. She's like, wait, like Yolanda doesn't think about housewives. She doesn't talk about housewives. I mean, she has two of the most famous model daughters ever to exist. She is really like, and you saw the article where she's like, wait, like I was there and I was really sick, like fighting for my life. And all I remember is like, I was being accused of lying. Like, why, what? Like what, in what world would I go back to this situation? She doesn't need the money. Never, guys, it will never happen. Never. There's no BravoCon for her. It's over. She's a lovely woman who's living her life.
And why would she, right? I mean, her daughter, like you said, her daughters are she doesn't need it. She doesn't, you know, no, I mean, and to me, Yolanda is in the category of Carol Rad as well. They're just like Yolanda, I don't think ever got it. Yolanda went into it thinking, I'm going to show my life with, you know, famous music producer and composer, David Foster. It's going to be fabulous. I'm going to promote the girls. It's going to be a few lunches where we argue. And then little did she know, they were accusing her of Munchausen's and every other day. You know, Yolanda to me wasn't even in that game. And I think Carol's the same way. I think they hold themselves to a standard that you can't, if you're going to be on reality TV like that, you can't, you got to be Candy Gal. You got to be Rinna. You got to be Bethany. You got to be Ramona. You know, you just, that's the game.
And how do you live in the world, but especially LA? How do you not know this? Kris Jenner? She's not going to be on Beverly Hills because she has so much money. She controls every word that comes out of Kim and Courtney and herself. That you are not watching a reality show with the Kardashians. And I don't mean that as any slight. I bow down to the house of the Kardashians. But every word that they speak is controlled. Kris would never do it. It's like you have to just sign on and they will fuck you. Evolution, production, they will fuck you. Everything you say can and will be used against you. You are fighting your life.
And this is the last thing I'll say, and then I know we got to go. But I mean, you know, yes, you give up your right for how they're going to edit you. But if you can get into it, you see all the benefits that people like Candy Burris, like Bethany, like Rinna, like, I mean, you know, Erica, if Erica can kind of get it together and move forward. I mean, Erica could launch. I think the hair extensions is really overdone, but if EJ can come up with something else that's very EJ and keep playing the game for another 3 years, I mean, she'll have her own wealth way beyond the show. I mean, it is what you do give that part up, but I think if you can get in that mindset of there's no bad angle they can do as long as I can stay on this show and keep my storyline, so much pops off. Look at Kyle. Like you said, look at Mauricio. Mauricio would never be getting a reality show on Netflix if it wasn't for RHOBH.
As I've said to you, I've said it to my new friend, Terrence Noonan, huge executive producer. Sign me up. I get how it works. Listen, you could say the most horrible things about me. I had sex with this one and that one, and I did this. I don't care. I get how it works. It would be authentic. I would authentically be in the moment. If I love you, I love you. If I hate you, I hate you. I wouldn't care. That's where it's like the Candy Gals of the world. They're playing it right. They just don't care. It's like, oh man. And this is going to lead us into our discussion next time with Jersey. Cause you know what? You know who cares? Jersey cares. I can't even, the things I know, the where the things I know.
I can't wait to hear that. And I will tease. I am worried about RHOP because it's off to not a good start. Anyway,
we got a problem on our hands called RHOP.
Problem.
Follow me on TikTok. Maybe we'll have a contest, but none of you are following me. So follow me on TikTok behind the velvet rope. Don't look at it ever. I don't give a fuck. Just follow. What about you?
You can find me on TikTok at the Sarah Fraser Show. And the Sarah Fraser puts out new episodes 7 days a week on everywhere podcasts are played.
And you're good on that TikTok. You got your faces bopping around. You're like the kids over there, Sarah. You're like the kids. Ah! And by the way, shout out to intern Noel, because we have a great Behind the Velvet Rope intern who is making the TikTok on Behind the Velvet Rope happen. So shout out to our intern and to Andrew, Mr. Andrew, who put us in touch with this great intern from the Stony Bird program. All right, Sarah, we have a lot to talk about next time. I love you, love you, love you, and I will see you soon.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones.
And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind The Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind The Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.